Crimson Tide, The Lion King, Inception, Gladiator. That is just a handful of movies featuring award-winning scores by Hans Zimmer. Lately, Zimmer has lent his ear to soundtracks written by a new generation of aspiring film composers. He's been judging a contest for the Bleeding Fingers Custom Music Shop, a production house in Santa Monica that makes music for reality TV shows, everything from Duck Dynasty to Survivor. The contest has been narrowed down to three finalists, and in just a moment, Hans Zimmer will announce the winner to us right here on Weekend Edition. Mr. Zimmer joins us from the studios of NPR West. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Mr. Zimmer, the contestants submitted over 6,400 scores to SoundCloud. What were you looking for in the music?
What interested me is just people being given a chance to write music, because the only way you can get better at it is if you write all the time. Mm. And I think it'll prove a very good sort of training ground for everybody, and it gives purpose behind actually wanting to be a composer.
So our winner is waiting in the wings. But before you announce who it is, Hans Zimmer, you wrote a piece of music that contestants were asked to then use as source material, as inspiration. Let's take a listen to a little bit of that. Now, if that doesn't sound like an epic film, I don't know what does. So that's what contestants had to work with. And now, a little drum roll, who was the winner?
Clearly, it was Daniel Suet, whose music is absolutely amazing.
Daniel Suet, who is there in the studio with you. Daniel, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So you submitted an amazing range of entries based on Mr. Zimmer's musical theme. We have put together a little montage that gives a sense of your submission. Let's take a listen. It is amazing to me that out of that one sample that all those different sounds occurred to you. What were you looking to showcase through your submission, Daniel?
Well, I think with TV music, it's different to film music in a way that with film music, you're writing something that only suits the film, whereas TV music tends to follow trends of whatever music is kind of writing at the time. So I was trying to see how many styles I could get out of one piece of music and how different I could make each one.
And Hans Zimmer, what impressed you about what Daniel had done?
Just his playfulness. What I was really looking for, and what I didn't, of course, tell anybody, is take that piece of music and ignore it as much as possible. You know, fight the piece of music. Go and put your own stamp onto it. Figure out how to be original. You know, this sounds sort of strange, but, you know, I needed to hear a bit of a sense of humor in it as well. You know, I needed to hear some of recklessness.
It's time to reveal what Hans Zimmer is really paid to do.
Daniel, you also submitted an entry as part of this. You described as a little bit tongue-in-cheek, where you poke fun at Hans Zimmer, which is fairly bold.
My job is to make coffee.
Is that really your voice, Hans?
Yeah, it really is. I don't even know when I said it. I should ask you where you found it. but no, it's great, because, you know, that's the sort of thing I like.
I am here to make coffee in the right way.
So, Daniel, you graduated just last year, I understand, from Leeds College of Music in the UK.
Yes, in July.
Now, as winner of this contest, you are offered this opportunity to work as a staff composer at Bleeding Fingers, which is a pretty big deal. I imagine you have to be kind of thrilled, right?
Yeah, understatement of the year, I think. Anyone that's trying to break into that kind of industry, they will know that it's almost like winning the lottery for composers. And as well, I've met a lot of people that are involved with the company now. I've met Hans, I've met Russell, and everyone that supports them, and everyone just seems so chilled out, so friendly, and they all love what they do. And I straight away felt, this is somewhere I can be at home, I can be myself, which I thought was very important.
Composer Hans Zimmer and contest winner Daniel Suet joined us from our studios at NPR West. Thanks to you all, and Daniel, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
One last curveball.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.
This is my 8th entry to this contest. And by this point, my fingers genuinely feel like they're bleeding.